Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is star time. Are you ready for star time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound. and sung. Everything you want is right here on Broadway. Broadway, baby. Yeah.
Yeah! Yeah! Hound here with little Bobby Lee Trammell and the Arkansas Stomp. We just couldn't resist stomping into the, right away into that one. What was that mess? Hank Ballard, Broadway, yeah. Haven't heard that in minutes. J.C. Davis and the Chicken Scratch, Willie Joe and his Never Again Heard From Unitar and Unitar Rock. We heard Big Moose Walker with the Puppy Howl Blues, opened up with Buster Brown and the Madison Shuffle. This is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. Listener-sponsored radio, listener-sponsored echo unit, and we got all kinds of fun for you today. We have the guitar battle, who was the greatest session player in the history of rock and roll, Mickey Baker versus James Burton, that's coming up at about 4. We got Den's Corner, we got some surprises for you, and right now we got some hot dog.
And then you went away, and now you say you're coming home to stay. Hot dog, I'm gonna jump and shout, hot dog, when you come walking out. Hot dog, I'm gonna hug you tight. Hot dog, we're gonna have some fun tonight. My nipples, your dance, just like old times. Hot dog, and got my hair straight. A pocket full of money, gonna celebrate. Hot dog, girl, I can't believe my eyes. A hot dog, honey, what a big surprise. A hot dog, this is better than a dream. A hot dog, I'm so happy out the street. I'll be a crazy son of a gun when I wake up with the sun. A hot dog.
Liquor bill. Things have not changed, I'ma tell you now. They this is the story of a crocodile. All names have been changed to protect the innocent. Here I am, lost from everyone. Believe me, it's not a bit of fun. Juicy crocodile has been chasing me all day. Can't seem to shake, can't seem to get away. You got my friend. Cat behind me, sure ain't my friend. I think I'd better pull over to the side of the road. When it gets close, I'll play like a mole. You got my other friend. For the talk about being bold, I see this crocodile ain't for being told. I think I'd better climb this here palm tree, and then it won't be able to capture me. You got my other friend, ooh, me. Climbing a palm tree. Well, I guess the way it was meant to be, because real soon he'll have eaten me.
Hello, hello, the Juicy Joe. Big Bob Joe from Kokomo. Is you rich or is you poor? Listen to me while I'll tell you some more. I got a Cadillac car, boy, she's a sight. She's all dressed up in neon lights. She got folks spare ties, gold wire wheels, a little dining room where we eat our meal. Now, baby, if you want to hear some more, this is Big Bob Joe from Kokomo. Joe from Kokomo. Come on, Joe, tell me some more. I'm Big Bob Joe from Kokomo. Got a paint castle out on the west side hill. Rooms all painted with dollar bills. Cigar bill wouldn't be so high. Use $20 bills to make my bar. Now, if you just want to get some more, it's Big Bob Joe from Kokomo. This is Big Rock Joe from Kokomo. Is you rich or is you poor? Listen to me while I tell you some more. It's time to get in the walk down the street. It looks at me from my head to my feet. When we run to the window, they say, ain't that a sight? I got a diamond ring, big as electric light. Honey, if you just want to hear some more, this is Big Rock Joe from Kokomo.
comes Lily just a blowing her top. With a pretty black skirt and a long black sock. I'm so glad that Lily is here. Look at them pretty from ear to ear. Guys all around screaming, go, go, go. Watching little Lily as she steals the show. Hops across the floor with the greatest of ease. Everybody knows she belongs to me.
Nothing but love songs. Hound here, FMU East Orange with Mel Smith and a pretty plaid skirt. We heard up from Piano Red and Big Bad Joe from Kokomo. The Cellos, or is that the Cellos, in an extremely scratchy version of Juicy Crocodile. Charlie Feathers with Bottle to the Baby. Young Jesse up top with Hot Dog. And this is the Hound. This is WFMU. What do we got to talk about here? Oh, yeah. Tonight at Maxwell's in Hoboken, Manitoba, Handsome Dick Manitoba, as heard on the Hound Show. It was Wild Kingdom will be making their first real New York City area appearance. And boy, is that going to be a good one. They're opening for the Meat Men, who also were definitely worth seeing, and no doubt named for the great Jerry Lee Lewis song, Meat Man, I'm sure. And, what else is happening here? Yeah, right. It's the 20th anniversary of this Sgt. Pepper's album. Been hearing about it all week. It's all over the radio. The CD is out. It's on, you know, Live at 5 and all that junk. They shove this stuff down people's throat for 20 years. They're going to start believing. I mean, this is supposed to be like the greatest album in the history of rock and roll. Give me a break. The Kingsman's Greatest Hits is 10 times better. Hold on. So as a public service to everybody who's just sick of hearing all this crap all the time, we're going to take this copy of Sgt. Pepper and break it. Wow, polyvinyl chloride, hard to break.
Yeah,
that was a later pressing. It was very hard to break. Anyway,
yeah.
So much for that. Paul McCartney marked for death. We're sick of it. Go back home. Give Buddy Holly's parents his songs back. And we don't want to hear from you again. The only good thing about the Beatles was Ringo anyway. Anyway, what else is happening here? Yo, Denster. We got the Den here. Den's Corner's coming up sometime about 5. Usually running late. We got the Den with headphones on. What's going on?
Well, you know, we're trying to get this echo thing together here.
It's wailing. You want to hear it turned up? Woo!
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Anyway, so what are we going to do now? We're going right back into the same old thing. Stuff that, had it been given the media exposure of Sgt. Pepper, I think Andre Williams today would own half of the publishing world.
I'm almost crazy. And if you don't come back to me, baby, I said, I'm gonna kill myself. Come on.
Come on,
come on, baby.
Come on and save me.
Come on, sugar.
Come on and save me.
Cause I love you so I can't let you go. So come on.
Come on.
Come on, baby. Track. People, my baby, to come back. Don't come back, I guess I'll holler some more. So come on.
Come on,
come on, baby.
Broke. I went outside just to take a smoke. I don't keep my gun. my mojo is frail. Hey, but I run my route. My luck will never fail. When I rub my root, my Johnny Kangaroo. Well, you know there ain't nothing she can do. Lord, I rub my Johnny Kangaroo. I was accused of murder in the first degree. The judge white cried, let the man go free. I was rubbing my root, my Johnny Kangaroo. Yeah, you know that ain't nothing she can do. Well, long as I rub my Johnny Kangaroo.
detonator. I love a chicken, baby. Shouting mama lover. Well, 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 nobody's gonna say that down. A 9 feet and 10 feet were going for the hill. A 9 feet steps on a 10 feet of hill. 10 feet turning around and 9 feet spin. The deep fell out and his tongue stayed in. His captain says so. Talk about your family with the crying and shame. And say your mother is working on the chain gang. She busts bricks now. She's good at waking the heart. Shouting at my mother. Well, 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 nobody's gonna say that down. The preacher and the deacon are praying one day. Alone from a fair coming down that way. The preacher told the deacon to say a prayer. He said, Lord, a prayer won't kill it, bear. I got to make it, baby.
Yeah, 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 yeah. WFMU East Orange with the Hound, and Otis Redding and his Pine Toppers doing that Shout Bammer Lammer thing one time. We heard Laura Lee Perkins, one of the greatest rock and roll singers who ever sat when she peed, with Don't Wait Up For Me. We heard Muddy Waters talking about Rub My Root one time. Andy Starr, full-blooded American Indian, doing Round and Round. Open up with King of All Music, Andre Williams, and Come On Baby and Save Me. Oh, boy, what's happening now? Yo, the Denster, what's on your mind today?
I'm trying to perfect this echo thing.
What about this echo thing? Tell them about this echo unit. It's a bucket placed over my head with eye holes in it, which we're trying to make the eye holes a little bigger. Yeah, exactly like that. Anyway, that's right. Tonight at Maxwell's, before I completely forget, Manitoba's Return with Wild Kingdom, along with the Meat Men. There's a party somewhere, but I can't tell you about it, so you're just going to have to sniff it out yourself. And, boy, what do you got there in the post? Any good news?
I haven't really run across anything of note yet. I'll let you know when I the post is such a rag, and half of it's not true. I mean, they make stuff up at this point.
Oh, I don't know. Bill Feist might argue about that with you, but
I doubt it.
you find us a good story. Dan, the head of our Radio Hound research team here, is on the case to find something for us to talk about. In the meantime, we're going to go into that dirty mother mode one time.
In the heart of Africa, there's a little notorious animal called a fuya. And that's spelled F-U-Y-E-R, fuya. And in this song, we're going to be talking about the mother fuya. And a mother fuya is something else. So don't get me wrong. Tight, don't you let me fall. I feel my mule kicking in your stall. Cause he's a kicking mother for you. He's a kicking mother for you. He's a stomping mother for you. I swear I wouldn't tell a lie. Here's a hot dog and it never go cold. It's just right just to fit your roll. Cause it's a fat mother for you. It's a huge mother fire. It's a stretching mother fire. I swear I wouldn't tell a lie. I love my woman. I want to tell you the truth. I ain't gonna put up with the way she do. She done something that ain't gonna work. Me and her one just might get hurt. Cause I'm a bad mother fire. I'm an evil motherfucker. I'm a rough motherfucker. I swear I wouldn't tell a lie. The monkey, the baboon was playing some up. The monkey win the money, but he was scared to pick it up. The monkey stumbled and the baboon fell. The monkey grabbed the money and he run like hell. Stabbed the mother fire. He was a drunken mother fire. He was a skipping mother fire. I swear I wouldn't tell a lie. Grandpa told Grandma last year, you're getting too old, honey, to ship your gear, cause you're a stiff mother player. You're an old mother player. You're an ancient mother player. I swear I wouldn't tell a lie. I don't love my baby now. Tell you the reason why. She filled my pants full of red devil lie. I was a warm mother fan. I was a hot mother fan. I was a smoking mother fan. I swear I wouldn't tell a lie. A warm mother fan. I was a hot mother fan. I say I was a skipping mother fan. And I'm a stretching mother fan. Yeah, I won't tell a lie now.
Snatched my baby up and by the hand. maintain your cooler. My don't mean the skirts may make you a fool. But they don't mean just what they say. They just own it and look that way. Mini skirts, baby.
Oh, the metal, y'all.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. There was a time when man did live in caves, as we all know. These people were known as cavemen, Neanderthal men, or troglodytes.
What we're going to do right here is go back, way back, back into time. Sometimes he'd get up, try to do his thing. He'd begin to move, something like this. Dance. Dance. When he got tired of dancing alone, he'd look in the mirror, he'd say, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman. He'd go down to the lake where all the girls would be swimming or washing clothes or something. He'd look around and just reach in and grab one. Come here. Come here. He'd grab her by the hair. You can't do that today, fellas, because it might come off. You'd have a piece of hair in your hand. She'd be swimming away from you. This one woman just laid there, wet and frightened. He said, move. Move. She got up. She was a big woman. Big woman. Her name was Bertha. Bertha Butt. One of the Butt sisters. He didn't care. He looked up, he said, sock it to me, 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 sock it to me. She looked down on him. She was ready to crush him, but she began to like him. She said, I'll sock it to you, daddy. He said, what?
She said, I'll sock it to you, daddy.
You know what he said? He started it all way back then. I ain't gonna lie to you. When she said, I'll suck it to you, daddy. He said, right on.
Amazing with a little echo. Makes anything sound good, huh? Ah, we're tonalizing with some Boss Bongo Driving and the Jimmy Castor Bunch and a Troglodyte. Now, I walked around for 2 years of my life, 8th and 9th grade, singing nothing but that song down in Florida, where I comes from. We heard from Johnny Thunder with I'm Alive, a Tommy James produced ill-fated comeback. Not the guy that was in the New York Dolls, a different Johnny Thunder. Bobby Bird. Yeah, Bobby Bird, longtime James Brown sideman with Back from the Dead. Nat West and his Nomads, another James Brown's ex-band record. Miniskirt Baby. Heard Bobby Long and the Satellites with Stirred Up. We opened up with Chuck Willis and A Dirty Mother for You. And what are we doing here? We're working. I've been talking to lawyers all week, Dan.
Oh, yeah? What about?
Well, we're working on the... let me light my cigarette.
Oh, I should turn the fan on.
Nah, leave the fan on. That adds a nice little effect.
No, but there's a little sign here that says it sucks all the cool air out.
There is no cool air to be sucked out, so we can't lose. Anyway, so I've been working on this with Reverend Ike and Tammy Baker, the Ike and Tammy review for the summer. We got Tammy right now, as we speak, learning the camel walk. But it's going to be a little hard to iron it out. The money thing is important. We're trying to book huge stadium tours. We're going to have the Grateful Dead opening.
I imagine you're going
to. Just to make sure to wear people into total submission by the time they come on.
The Grateful Dead and Bob Dylan.
That would wear anybody into submission.
Well, you know they're touring, right?
Yeah.
Together and alone.
I think they should be in a little Cessna in the, you know, flying over the Bermuda Triangle with just a little gas myself. Anyway, what? Yeah, well, we got a couple of phone calls about the Sgt. Pepper thing. I still think it sucks, but
I don't really hate,
you know, like all English people. Somebody accused me of that. For instance, I've gone through the last 23, we were talking about this before, last 23 years of my life listening to the Rolling Stones every single day, and I've decided this is their best record.
It's alright. Brooklyn, New York, July 4th, 1939. A day for fireworks. Murder Incorporated received the contract to rub out Elliott Press. Stuttering Sam Goldner gave the order. The job was given to Babyface Latka, notorious East New York trigger man. As Press stepped from his headquarters, his gun still smoking, Babyface called Stuttering Sam and gave his report. Hearing the good news, Stuttering Sam rewarded him with Gangland's highest tribute.
You're my baby blue.
But Elliott Press was still alive. Murder Incorporated took care of Babyface. New York police found his body buried in
100 pounds of flesh.
The following day, Canary Tone, another killer disguised as a messenger, delivered a small package to the home of Elliott Press. As the door opened, Canary sang,
"This is dedicated to the one I love."
Realizing he was in the wrong house, the killer looked down at his victim and said,
"It's party time! Get up!"
Taken into custody, Cohn made a full confession. Armed with this evidence, the touchable surrounded a Brooklyn warehouse, headquarters of Murder Incorporated. Press called to Stuttering Sam.
"Oh, my darling, please surrender."
From inside came the answer. After a brief gun battle, Stuttering Sam stumbled from the building, screaming,
"That's it. I quit."
Afraid he might talk, the National Crime Syndicate sent two killers disguised as police to the hotel where he was being held. Terrified, he pleaded,
"I don't want to cry."
He cried, but not for long. Mortally wounded, Stuttering Sam fell from a 17-story window. His last words were, "This was the end of Murder Incorporated." Called to Washington for official ceremonies, the touchables were asked what dangerous assignment they would like next.
"We would like our own television show."
Putting all of them John Laws down. I've a plone. Yeah, I've a plone. Yeah, I've a plone. Whoa, that I've a plone. Running round, threatening everyone. The plugs say they're gonna have to use their guns. I have a plone. Chicago police said this thug has got to cease. That I'm a plone. Yeah, I'm a plone. Yeah, I'm a plone. Whoa, that I'm a plone. Yeah.
Yeah, WFMU East Orange, Hound here with, let's start from the top. We heard the Stones with the entire second side of the Got Live, If You Want It EP. I'm Moving On and It's Alright. Far and away the best thing ever come out of England. The Stooges with Raw Power. There's a difference between being a Stooges fan and an Iggy fan. It's true. Wild Kingdom will be tonight at Maxwell's with a haircut and an attitude featuring handsome Dick Manitoba, formerly the Dictators.
ought to be there. The Touchables in Brooklyn by Dick Goodman and Vigor Fischer with Al Capone. Which brings us to the point. I went to the movies this week, and I saw The Untouchables, like the first day it was out. My buddy Eddie G drags me. We sit in the front row. And pretty good, you know. It's not The Godfather, but it's pretty great. The Bob De Niro as Al Capone is truly intense. He takes this full swing cut right across the screen with a baseball bat and splatters this guy. Sitting in the front row, it literally gave me a headache. That was really great. There's some stupid stuff in it. Brian De Palma's kind of a moron. He puts the entire Odessa Steps sequence from Potemkin in right in the middle of the thing, complete with baby carriage, which was a little film school-y kind of touch there. But, hey, you know, it's not bad. Anyway, in the meantime, doesn't everybody out there think it's pretty much the end of the world? I mean, face it.
Now, listen. I'm telling you out of my heart. Studied the Bible a little bit.
When you think that you can't do good, you're rock and roll. You can do good, Mr. Stills. Don't get me wrong. When I say do good, you can have a kind heart. I don't mean you can help people. You can save souls. No. Well, honey, you got something up under there. Make me wanna lay down. Little break now. She rolled her belly like she rolled her biscuit dough. She let it down so easy, did you? Girl, you have no more delay, mama. Stop me now, mama. You got something, baby. Make a bulldog a hound.
Feel the soul that you can put in it that you get from even from the musicians. That's where it's at, man. Do it there. I mean, how you gonna, if you're making love to a woman, you can't overdub it. You gotta make love then. You don't do it later. You can't phone it in.
Out of man's hands, I broke my wings, I put a three. spaceship leave all the fire. Love you like a lover, sure. You're fine, so kind. Come on, Dallas, world, at your mind.
But I'm finally free. Finally. just put me down and let me be. Hey, from my heart.
Just out of ways, where they roll up the sleeves and nobody leaves, and the jukebox rocking away. Hey, just a little dive with a dip the jive on a nickel Victrola, where the cats all meet and they shake their feet to a tune called Rock Rockola. So rockety, rockola, rockety, rockola. Hands are clapping and feet are tapping to a tune called Rock Rockola. Join in the call where rock, rock, gold is blowing. So rock it,
rockola, rocket, rockola. Hands are clapping and feet are tapping to a tune called Rock, Rockola.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Yes.
It's a cozy table, isn't it?
And champagne,
yeah,
my dear.
I wasn't exactly sure how to end this set, but this is always a good place to go. Jim Backus and Delicious. What did we hear? We heard Merrill Moore with Rock, Rockola. Roy Hall and the Dirty Boogie. Charlie Rich with Headstone on My Grave. Two from Jerry Lee, the live Star Club, Great Balls of Fire, and Big Legged Woman. When we're playing the sort of those dirtier songs, we advise you wear condoms in your ears. We don't want you getting the bubonic plague or anything, just from a little rock and roll. Anyway, what are we getting ready to do here is the battle of the guitar titans.
I like it too.
Me too. Let's get rid of Jim Backus for a while. Anyway, so we're going to do this thing. Two guys that were on a million rock and roll records in the 50s both played amazingly great guitar. Not exactly household words, but, you know, sort of known in the guitar field. James Burton, who came from Louisiana and played on a lot of L.A. sessions, and Mickey Baker, who came from Texas, came to New York. And both of them, probably the greatest session guitar players ever in the history of rock and roll. We're going to have the guitar battle, and you, the listener, vote over who was the king of all kings on the six-string thing. And it's area code 201-266-7900. And when first ups is James Burton, caught here at age 15, backing up Dale Hawkins. Yeah, strong showing there from James Burton. What we almost just played after that, we're going to play right now, which is Mickey Baker. Yeah, knocking his turntable just all over the room, just having a ball here. This is Mickey Guitar Baker, who's battling James Burton in the guitar battle right now, and backing up Young Jesse, I think, about 1957 with Hit Gettin' Split. Get your vote in, 201-266-7900. We'll be right back.
place of you. Well, I've got the blues, but Bill Naughty here with me. Yes, I've got the blues, but Bill Naughty here with me. She's a little bitty chicken, and I'm never gonna let her be. I better love me, baby, love me a long, long time. Love me, baby, love me a long, long time. Cause I'm coming home, I'm really gonna make you mine. I'm gonna hit and get and split, gonna knock on home to you. I'm gonna hit, get and split, nothing left for me to do. Cause nobody else can take the place of you. Hey, 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 hey. You gotta have dramatic kisses, lips like blue with dry. Clean house, baby, tell him that he's on his way. Clean house, woman, tell him that he's on his way. Don't make no wrenches, cause I'm coming home to stay. I'm gonna hit, get and split, cause I'm never home to you. I'm gonna hit, get and split, nothing left for me to do. Cause no
Yeah, at the end of round one, James Burton is in the tail end of this thing. Mickey Baker's ahead by one vote. That was a pretty strong showing from both of them there. And we're going into round two. Get your vote in. Area code 201-266-7900. And this is James Burton backing up Ricky Nelson.
I believe what you say when you say you're going steady with nobody else but me. I believe what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, you believe, I believe, yeah, believe pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, there's one thing, baby, that I want you to know. When you're rocking with me, you don't rock too slow. Move on and get toe-to-toe. We're gonna rock till we can't rock no more. I believe, do believe, I believe. Yeah, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. We're digging out. Well, I believe what you say when you say you don't miss nobody else but me. I believe what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, when you kiss me, baby, then you roll in your eyes. I get a funny feeling that I'm hypnotized. Chills run all up and down my spine. Everybody that you're mine, all mine. I believe, do believe, yeah, believe. Oh, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're gonna stay there with nobody else but me. Oh, yeah, well, I believe, do believe, yeah, believe. Well, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're gonna stay there with nobody else but me.
Yeah, well, I'm a little bit of a change here. It seems that James Burton has pulled into the lead pretty good there at the bottom of the second with that fantastic guitar solo on Believe What You Say by Ricky Nelson. But we got something strong coming up from Mickey Baker. Recorded with Mickey and Sylvia. I'm trying to say that he was also Mickey of Mickey and Sylvia, and this is one of their finer discs. Get your vote in. Area code 201-266-7900 right now. Burton's ahead.
You were no good lover, and you know you've done me wrong. You were no good lover, and you know you've done me wrong. Ah, but one day, baby, I know you'll come back home.
If you treated me right, I never would have known. If you treated me right, I never would have grown. You can build a mansion, baby, but I never will come back home.
You standing there, say you won't be back. Took all of my money and bought a Cadillac.
I'm on my way, on my way to stay. Goodbye, goodbye, that's all I got to say.
You were no good lover and you know you've done me wrong. You were no good lover and you know you've done me wrong. Oh, but one day, baby, I know you'll sing my song.
Start singing!
Go!
The thing I've done for you, who'd think that you would be untrue?
If I'm untrue, don't blame for me, 'cause it was you who made me see.
I had better get going, move on down the line. Better get going, move on down the line. Let me
pretty smoking thing there from Mickey Baker, but it's still not enough to overtake James Burton. Going into the third and final inning here, it looks as though Burton's way ahead. If you're a Mickey Baker fan, you better get your vote in. 201-266-7900. We saved the craziest stuff for last with this is a live Elvis recording of What I Say featuring James Burton. 201-266-7900. Get your vote in.
Woman, don't you treat me wrong. I'm a lover, daddy, all night long. Hey, hey, tell me what I say. Tell me what I say. When you see me in misery, come on, baby, fly me hard. Hey, hey, tell me what I say. Tell me what I say.
you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Right now, at the end of the in the middle of the third inning here, it looks as though Burton is hanging on to a strong lead there with a tremendous version of What I Say. But if I was voting, a lot of people say their votes for him. If I was voting, I would think very closely about the fact that he does break into the Layla riff about halfway through that, and let that help in my thinking. But last up, we saved the best for last. This is Mickey Baker's last up, so if you're a Mickey Baker fan, get your vote in because he's behind. 201-266-7900 is the phone number. Mickey Baker backing up Louis Jordan, 1956. I was just taking some last-minute votes there, and that's why that was dead air. Anyway, a lot of voting in that last round, hot and heavy, and we have an upset. Mickey Baker pulls it off. And Lamar, we haven't actually made this official, but Dan, what's your vote?
As a sentimental favorite, James Burton.
Well, he still loses by two votes. Mickey Baker.
By two? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we had some last-minute ones there. We have Mickey Baker 15, James Burton 13. The Hound abstains as always. Mickey Baker, you are awarded the guitar-shaped Cadillac that we have parked out back. And as a tribute to Mickey Baker, I'm going to play one of my all-time favorite Mickey Baker solos with the Coasters. Congrats.
I'm a hard baby. Can't get enough of your love. All I'm a hard boy, babe. Can't get enough.
Yeah, and the winner is Mickey Baker, hearing from a Hog for You Baby with a fantastic one-note guitar solo. And congrats to Mickey Baker, wins the gold-colored Cadillac shaped like a guitar. Anyway, as this is WFMU East Orange, this is The Hound, and as my brain retreats to that place in my head where nothing much is happening, we're going directly to the Blues Hangover.
want you tell me so. Know you're loving someone else and you can go. You better take it easy, babe. Better take it easy, babe. You better take it easy, baby. Go to don't like the way you do. Now keep my money, let me cold and hang. Taking my money, start to rain and change. You better take it easy, babe. You better take it easy, babe. You better take it easy, baby. Go to don't like the way you do.
course I ain't dead. He's an old soldier. And an old soldier never dies. He just only fade away. And I'm back here, baby.
Yeah. Hound here with the Howl and Wolf and the very first wine cooler ad. Swear to God, CB Wine. Dr. Ross with I Am Not Dead. And I guess he ain't, because he's supposed to be in town sometime in July. That's not definite or nothing, but it would be nice if Todd would really get this thing together. Eddie Hope and the Manish Boys, A Fool No More. We're going to send that out to the guys at Oak Lane. Want to hear some harp music. I think there's some harp in this thing you have queued up,
some
right, Dan?
Some harp music?
Harp. Oh, maybe it was heart. We'll play Crazy on You. We got a request.
We got the live version of that?
I don't know, but we got a request for Canned Heat if you want to hear the entire Canned Heat boogie.
I think we should go for it.
I had some shrooms at home. I should have brought them with me.
Call Tav Falco.
Yeah, Robert Nighthawk and Take It Easy Baby. Yeah, they were playing the Canned Heat boogie.
They
kind of
had
the
boogie thing going.
Yeah, and Lazy Lester and Blues Hangover. Right, our theme song here. This is The Hound. This is WFMU. It's getting about that time of the show. We can think of nothing better to do than let Polish Lightning, my valet Den here, take over for a few minutes. Shoot, boss.
Wait, valet? I prefer driver. No, driver's not even good.
Flunky.
No. I don't like that at all.
Well,
that won't do.
Get on with the corner, and I'll think of a new term for you.
Okay. So, Hound,
Production assistant, is that good?
Associate
producer, maybe?
I think that's kind of more apropos.
Okay, associate producer.
You know, considering, like, the special echo effects and whatnot.
It's true.
At least engineer, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so, anyway, I read this article here in the Village Voice by Jack Neufeld and Tom Robbins, and it kind of got me upset there, Hound.
Uh-oh.
You know, I mean, Den doesn't get upset.
When Den gets mad, stuffed cabbages fly.
But, you know, since it sort of concerns how I used to make my living, it kind of, you know, hits close to home. And anyway, it's all about Jay Turoff. You know who he is?
The former taxi commissioner.
Former taxi commissioner, pal of
the mob.
The Harry Carey kid, Donnie Manis. Good pal of Ed Koch's, who disowned him right after he
pretty much.
Anyway, he used to be my basically my boss, I guess. I mean, I was a taxi driver, and I was directly affected by this guy, who after 2 months of cab driving, I realized the whole thing was an amazingly corrupt industry. But anyway, so recently he was convicted on 5 felony counts of tax evasion, and his possible maximum sentence for all this was 17 years and a $950,000 fine, right? So what's he get? 120 days and a, 50,000 fine, which is like half of a medallion. As opposed to, and then the other thing they talk about is this guy, the skydiver guy, right? Who jumped into Shea Stadium during the 6th game of the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
You know that guy?
Yeah.
Well, his trial just ended, too, in the same Brooklyn federal court. You know what he got?
Oh, like 6 months and $100 a day for life or something?
Yeah, $100 a day until he spills the beans on the pilot, right? Come on. Also an $18,000 fine on top of that. Mm. So he's actually going to do more time than our buddy Jay, who, like, gave away medallions and it's on and on and on. But anyway, this is for you, Jay.
For you, Jay.
Loneliness has followed me my whole life, everywhere. Bars and cars, sidewalks, stores, everywhere. There's no escape. And God's a lonely man. June 8th. My life has taken another turn again. The days move along with regularity, over and over. And suddenly, there is a change. Thank you. June 29th. I gotta get in shape now. From now on, it'll be 50 push-ups each morning, 50 pull-ups. From now on, it'll be total organization. Every muscle must be tight. The idea had been growing in my brain for some time. True force. All the king's men cannot put it back together again.
You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? Well, then who the hell else are you talking to? You talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here. Who do you think you're talking to? Oh, yeah? Huh? Okay.
Listen, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up. Now I see it clearly. My whole life is pointed in one direction. I see that now. There never has been any choice for me.
Sorry you lost your one love. He up and said goodbye without no rhyme or reason. Oh, telling you why. Why? Babe, come on, let's have a ball. You're doing too much grieving, feeling too low down. Did wrong when he up and let you go. Now you've learned your lesson. Don't grieve no more. Oh! Babe, come on, let's have a ball. You're doing too much grieving, feeling too low down. Old town of talking. Makes no difference what they say. You've had your bad time, baby. Let's ball it up today. Wow! Babe, come on, let's have a ball. You're doing too much grieving, feeling too low down.
Throughout the world would mind business of their own and leave other people's affairs alone, they would get along much better in their own home. But you see, today everybody's got nose trouble. Yes, don't you see? See how nosy you've been. Well, take this message, start all over again. Now you can be in the house, everything is tender, and go out in the yard and catch a neighbor peeping in your window. Well, you see, they has really got nose trouble bad. Yes, don't you see? See how nosy you've been. Well, take this message. Start all over again. Show and sit in the back row, and your neighbor will trail you and say you didn't go. Well, you know what it's time to do then. It is time for you to kick him just you know where. Yes, don't you see? See how nosy you've been. Take this message. Start all over.
Excuse me. Excuse me, please. Excuse me. But will you please pass the biscuits down, please? Will you pass the biscuits down, please? I can't understand it. I go out and work and slave, and all my kinfolk do is play. Look at Uncle John down bar. He's had four biscuits already. No wonder he got four chins. And there's Aunt Lucy down at the other end. I thought she was on a diet. If she ain't had eight biscuits, she ain't had none. Excuse me, Uncle Bill, but will you please pass the biscuits, please? Will you pass the biscuits, please? Them biscuits sure is disappearing fast. I wish they would just look down this way. Maybe I can get Mary's attention. Say, Mary. Say, Mary. Will you please pass the biscuits, please? The only time they come down here is for wedding, funerals, and receptions. You take old cousin Jeff. I ain't seen him in 2 years. And he don't even know I'm here. All he see is them biscuits. I don't want to reach over Betty, cause Grandma says that's ill-mannered, she said. But this meat ain't no good without no bread. Say, will you pass the biscuits, please? Oh, will you please pass the biscuits, please? I got enough taters and some yellow gravy. I sure wish they would just pass one of them biscuits. Look at it. It's almost finished and I ain't even started eating yet. Say, will you pass the biscuits, please? Say, will you please pass the biscuits, please? I don't know why they him or put them biscuits down at the other end of the table. Hey, will you pass the biscuits, please? Hey, will you please pass the biscuits, please? Now, there's one more biscuit left. Maybe if I get up and walk down the other end of the table, I might get that one. Pardon me. Excuse me. Excuse me, please. Excuse me, please. Say, no, wait. Wait, Uncle Jeff. Wait, wait, please. Wait. No. Well, I'll be doggone. He done ate up the last biscuit. I wanted the biscuits. Oh,
good to me. Make all the this fire.
Yeah, yeah, Hound here at WFMU East Orange, in case you're wondering. Frankie Ford with Alimony. Before that, we had Richard Berry and the Pharaohs with Sweet Sugar You. Andre Williams with the amazing Pass the Biscuits. Send that one out to Bob Quine, who put that on tape for us. Floyd Dixon with Some Nose Trouble. We opened up with Roy Montrell. Ooh, wow. Up on top of that, we heard Den's Corner, Exposing Injustice Everywhere, and the Taxi Driver thing. What was that? Diary of a Taxi Driver, Bob De Niro there. And this is the Hound. We got something else we're supposed to be plugging. There's a bunch of things. The A-Bones are playing this week. I don't know. I can't remember what days they're playing. I forgot the thing. There's a Psychotronic Film Festival. I don't remember anything about that.
Good job, Hound. I guess
I'll tell you all next week. 2 weeks from today on the Hound Show, we got legendary Barrelhouse piano playing. Sammy Price will be here. And that'll be a good one. In the meantime, I'm going to go stick my head back in the bucket and look for my echo and call some cows. So we're going to call it all cows.
Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. Now I moved this morning just before day. You better come and get it, we got to give it away. Give a little milk and give a little cream. We got the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. We're gonna give a little buddy, little margarine. When you get, I know that you'll be pleased. We're going down to the pasture into the woods. We're gonna get a little something that's mighty good. Papa and my mama say, you better stop her before she give it all away. If you want a good steak, come and go with me. I know a place to get the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Cows up to the barn. When you hear this song, don't be mad at me. Just talking about a little milk and cream. Just talking about a little milk and cream. Just talking about a little milk and cream.
I don't think he did. And leave. shot the president. I don't think he did. Seen all on TV, Lee Harvey got gunned down. Murdered by Jack Ruby, the biggest sleaze in town. He stuck that gun into his ribs and said, here's looking at you, kid. Ruby killed Lee Harvey. TV proved he did.
And Lee Harvey was a friend of mine.
A very good friend.
He used to take me fishing all the time.
That's right. President, I don't think he did.
All heard the story about my grandfather's clock. How it rang with the flame of his life. You know that story. It kept time all the time that my grandfather lived. But it stopped its tick-tock when he died. Now old Grandpa Jack was quite the plan, and I'm sure you all know he'd be glad if he knew about his clock. 'Cause I rang it today, and old Grandpa could see how he popped to the tick of his clock. Oh, granddad, you got a land. I'm sure that you all know he'd be glad if he knew about his clock. 'Cause I wound it with that day, and Louis Griffin Pop could see it. I was bop up to the ticket of the clock.
Thank you.
with my lips, cool girl, can I go home with you? I go home with you. You tell your mama and your father I'm a schoolboy too.
What's wrong with you?
I ain't never,
oh darling,
I seen nobody like you. Ooh, ooh.
But I love you, yeah, I love you.
I love you just the same. I love you just the same. I love you just the same.
Me. I never did say no more. Hey,
have mercy, baby. Yeah. Out here, that this is FMU East Orange. That was the Dominoes and Have Mercy, Baby. We heard from Smokey Hogg, Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl. Paul Peake with Osmo William, whatever the hell that meant. Sidney Joe Lewis, Bopping a Grandfather's Clock. Homer Henderson with Lee Harvey Oswald Was a Friend of Mine. Shot by Jack Ruby, the biggest sleaze in town. And we open up with the Blues Rockers, Calling All Cows. This is The Hound. This is WFMU. It's about time for me to beat it. And I'll be here next week if the good Lord's will and the creek don't rise. And this is The Hound telling you, it ain't where you're from, it's where you at. And we got a gut-wrenching finale. Let's have gut-wrenching finale. Hit it.
When I thought I was so high
badly,
above
huge
you.
Huge gut-wrenching finale.
You were so good to me. Even though you knew I didn't love you, still good to me. And when it used to make me happy to see you cry, you were so good to me, and that's no lie. You used to call me Bobby, little boy blue. You said, I remember, baby, when you cried all night long. I know now, darling, I was doing you wrong. If I had $1 million, I'd give you every dime just to hear you call me Bobby one more time. Give me one more chance.